MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
It's been nothing short of a devastating weekend in the Western Cape. Fire has left more than 1,000 people in Kayamandi in Stellenbosch destitute. Strong winds, heavy rain expected in and around the Cape Town Metro and other Western Cape municipal districts. I can also tell you that schools in the Western Cape's Overberg, Cape Winelands and Helderberg districts will be closed today after a level 9 warning by the South African Weather Service for what it terms disruptive rain that could result in widespread flooding, damage to property and loss of livelihood. Let's start our coverage on the story with the mayor of Stellenbosch, the executive mayor, Gesie van Deventer. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me. I understand that you have been in a meeting today with various emergency officials. What's the overall assessment in and around the region?
Good morning, gentlemen, all listeners. Yes, it's been a very challenging weekend, if I can put it that way, but we are on top of it. I'm very happy to say that our staff and our community has been assisting amazingly, and everything is business as usual. The roads are all open. We are still battling with a couple of electricity issues, outages, mostly Eskom areas. Fallen trees have been removed from the roads. And yes, everything is almost back to normal, except for the debris we have to remove, and of course the Kayamandi issue we have to deal with.
Well, let's talk about the Kayamandi issue if we can. 1,000 people left homeless. That fire must have been very serious.
It was quite serious, Jeremy, and with the gale force wind, you know, it was measured at our local airport at 330 kilometers. I mean, it is like a terrible wind, and the fire just spread so quickly. The history behind this is that this is, as we know it, the ozone in Kayamandi, and it's been there for many, many years, long before my time, I think from about 2000 or even before then. And we have started upgrades in that area. The first phase we're busy with putting in infrastructure. That would have been the second phase of upgrading, building houses for the people. So it's actually quite sad that this happened now. However, what we have done is we arranged for the people to go and sleep in a hall. Those of the residents who did not want to go to family or friends because people are scared they lose the last of their possessions. So people were sent to a hall or to family and friends. Then we arranged that there should, of course, be a verification process to make a list of all the people affected. We got gift of the givers, and I would like to thank them so much to come in and bring additional food to the people. But I have to say immediately that we feed the people three times a day, prepare the meals, we take it to them. And although we know it's about 800 people, we take 1,200 meals three times a day. So irrespective of anything else, we carry on with the process.
So Mayor van Deventer, we're hearing from the South African Weather Service now that more rain and wind is expected both today, tonight and tomorrow. I'm assuming that you do have contingency measures in place to deal with that should the situation become worse.
Yes, we do indeed. And so as far as Kayamandi is concerned, we have that in place. So food and shelter. We are also now busy giving the list to the provincial government who will be assisting us to give the people material for new structures, temporary structures. We have everything in place, Jeremy, and I'm really grateful to say we got so much support from our community, from NGOs like Stellcare, from Gift of the Givers, and everything is business as usual. Yes, it's not easy, but we're carrying on, and we hope to have most of the issues sorted out by Wednesday.
Mayor, I know that in Cape Town itself there is an audit undergoing, a critical or an essential infrastructure audit that is underway. I'm assuming that you would have been out and around in your area of jurisdiction looking at things like roads and bridges.
Yes, I have been out and about, and that's why I say, you know, all the major roads are open. Fallen trees, sadly we lost a lot of our huge oak trees, but in the roads, inner city roads, have been cut up. The teams are out there now on a program. We also brought in additional teams, contractors to help us cut up all the trees next to the roads. The roads are fine. That's not an issue. Electricity is fine, except we're battling Eskom areas like Kylemore. It's horrible there because Eskom, Raithby is an issue, and Flottenburg, but we're speaking to Eskom to try and assist. And I'm very happy to say, once I've been on a visit, once I've spoken to my team, that Stellenbosch can carry on and it'll be open for business. People can come and visit us.
And just finally, very sad about the Blaaklip and wine estate.
Oh, that was so traumatic. Really, it's the oldest wine estate in Stellenbosch, and I think in South Africa. It's really very sad, you know, that we lost that. And I'm particularly sad about the heritage part, you know, all the pottery, all the copper, all the floorboards, you know, the ceilings. I mean, it's a loss that one can never describe. But yeah, I phoned the owner on Sunday morning and I spoke to him, asked if we can assist. But of course, I have to do an assessment and go to insurance. But also, a bigger part of that going down towards Jamestown has been burned. And we're also rendering assistance there to the people who's been affected.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for that update. One of the worst affected areas this weekend, the Greater Stellenbosch area. That's the Executive Mayor, Gesie van Deventer. Well, as you've heard her say then, the entire region, the province, grappling with these severe weather conditions, and there has been widespread havoc and disruption across the region. More inclement weather conditions are expected overnight.